What's being hailed throughout the country as the great white energy hope, a transition fossil fuel, clean-burning natural gas. Well, it all gets drilled from geological source rocks thousands of feet under rural counties like Doddridge. Founder of West Virginia Host Farms, Diane Pitcock, is giving me a tour of the various facilities associated with natural gas production in Doddridge County. Right now, we're standing on a public rail trail in the unincorporated town of Central Station. We're in front of what's named the Saturn Compressor Station, run by a company called EQT.
I mean, this compressor, they're going to double that thing in size, and there is nothing that requires them to close any of these emissions.
Doddridge County has an estimated population of just over 8,000 people. Driving through Central Station, it looks like there are a couple of dozen families that live here. There are several trailers, and the only buildings look to be older and in disrepair. Diane and I spoke with some of the residents in the community who are worried about air and noise pollution, but few are willing to be vocal about concerns because they don't want to openly criticize economic development in their rural backyards. Some members of the community get paid to do odd jobs for gas companies like monitor traffic to and from drilling sites or help clean up spills. Diane says communities like Central Station are a concern to members in her group, West Virginia Host Farms, because they get some of the heaviest exposure to emissions and noise.
We don't have the protections we need for the people who live in these communities. So this kind of noise goes on constantly, and studies have shown that it will have health impacts.
Diane says the compressor station noise reaches over 70 decibels in the neighborhood, which is about as loud as a vacuum cleaner. She knows it reaches over 70 decibels because she spoke with the researcher who recently measured it. Now, 55 decibels is enough to interrupt sleep, according to public health experts at West Virginia University. And interrupted sleep could result in hypertension or high blood pressure, health problems that are already endemic in the state. Diane Pitcock hails from the Baltimore area, a self-described pro-small business conservative. Diane is an adult and community education expert who got her degree from Johns Hopkins University. She says she and her husband moved to rural West Virginia several years ago to learn how to can and watch chickens peck the yard and basically disappear into a hollow. But that life didn't last very long.
A couple of years after we were here, our neighbor leased his minerals, and they put well pads on the surface near us and on the ridgetop above us. And it gave me the idea, since the well pads are so close to our property, the one thing we can do is invite people to get close to do these types of tests.
So the West Virginia Host Farm Project was born. As a result, various environmental groups, students, and researchers have gotten easy access to drilling sites and other natural gas processing facilities. The project facilitates groups studying everything from noise and light pollution to migratory songbird populations and how they're affected by the industrial outcroppings. One group from Carnegie Mellon University is currently working with the Host Farm Project studying air quality. In fact, we saw their van driving around. It was easy to identify since it was outfitted with strange projecting air probing sensors. So we flagged them down.
Well, what you're looking at here is a mobile laboratory. This van, it's Ford E150, is packed with scientific instruments that measures concentrations of methane and other gases in real time.
That's postdoctoral fellow Mark O'Mara. He's studying airflow patterns off of this particular hill that has a drilling pad with several wells on top of it.
And in the Marcellus Shale area, these emissions aren't well documented. We do not know a whole lot about how much of these emissions are coming from these sites. And so the idea is to measure these emissions, quantify them.
The Carnegie study is funded by the National Energy Technology Laboratory. It began in May this year and will take another couple of years of testing and analyzing data before results are published sometime in 2016. Mark says there is one company which has cooperated with the study so far, but West Virginia Host Farms Project has been extremely helpful in putting the research team in touch with landowners who provide valuable access to various sites.
We as a team from Carnegie Mellon University, we appreciate that collaboration. It's been very, very helpful.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Doddridge County.